Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. And again, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I like to remind you that it's a general reminder of why we developed and why we weekly ask you to join us for the podcast. You know, the purpose, really, one of the purposes is that I just want to provide information to inspire you and just prompt you to action. Sometimes we do it through current events or even, you know, new and innovative ways and ideas. And I'm going to get even more into interviewing subject matter experts on our podcast so that we can expand our listening audience, but also expand our knowledge and our understanding of current events and how to maneuver through these changing times, these times of transition. You know, I often envision this podcast as being just like a powerful conduit so that we can transmit relevant, even cutting-edge information and often some prophetic insight or foresight, which will hopefully enable you, the listeners, to move forward and accomplish your respective goals, but at a rapid pace. Being able to receive information that can help you perhaps take a shortcut. Nothing wrong with shortcuts as long as they're safe. There's nothing wrong with shortcuts because I have often said that actually school is a shortcut to learning. Yes, you put in your time for study, your attendance, your efforts, your intelligence, your faculties. However, the person that is teaching or instructing, they are giving you their accumulated knowledge and experience that may have taken them 20 years, and you can receive it in a short amount of time. So hopefully you can accomplish your respective goals at a rapid yet a thorough pace. So my expectations, my beloved, is that you'll experience those aha moments that perhaps will propel you forward. Even a baby step is a step forward. Even a baby step is a step forward. You know, this is a faith-based platform. And again, I count it a joy that you're with us today. We entitled this episode Planned, Purposed, Pushed. You know, we can be in a preparatory stage, right? Planning and having a purpose, knowing our purpose, knowing how to begin to plan, knowing the steps that we need in order to prepare for our purpose. And then sometimes something can go different. Different meaning what? Different from the way that we planned. And then we often need a little push. We need some encouragement. We need someone or something to motivate us. Sometimes what may seem negative can motivate us as well. Yeah, honestly. So planned, purposed, and then pushed. You know, as I thought about this, it reminded me of Moses. Moses was, you know, an amazing man. He just had so much. Okay, just a minute. Just a minute. I understand we're not coming through clear. Just a minute. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear me now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just received that it is coming through clear on some lines. You know, you can always send me a text and let me know how it's sounding for you. That helps me quite a bit. And so Moses was a phenomenal man. He is simply phenomenal. And we could look at other biblical characters, and we can look at characters today, current people, people that are in the media, people that you may know personally, that actually prepared. They planned. They knew what their purpose was, and then maybe they needed a little push. We all need it sometimes. You know, we all can. Thank you so much. Good morning. Hi, Shatoya. Hi, Terry. Thank you. Hi, Marie. Hello, Brian. Hi, Tangia. Oh, wow. All the way out in California. Calls. Do you know, can I just add a little something here? Do you know that we are actually at about 5,900 listeners? If you get this information out about this podcast, who knows? We might make it to 6,000. That's not a large number for some, but for me, that is phenomenal. So anyway, let's look at, you know, Moses. Moses, his name actually means, drawn. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, drawn out, because he was drawn at some point in his life. He was drawn out of the water, out of the Nile River. And the beautiful thing about Moses is that he was planned by God. And we were all planned by God. You were planned by God. Some may say, oh, your birth wasn't planned. It was a surprise. But listen, it was no surprise to God. Your birth, your entrance into planet Earth, was planned by God. And Moses' life was planned by God. Even though a decree had gone out throughout the land of Egypt located in the northern portion of Africa, there he was, caught right in a dilemma of a political decision. And the midwives, those that were delivering the babies, the Hebrew babies, they were told to, abort the male babies. But Moses, when those midwives looked upon him, they saw something. Has anyone ever looked at you and said, there's something about you? They saw something. But they spared his life because what? He was planned by God, purposed by God. And even in all of that, he needed a push. We all need that encouragement sometimes, especially if I can add this, especially as we're going through various phases of our life. Life sometimes can be divided into a component of, just say for example, you may say from ages 1 to 25, that is like our period of education. And I'm just briefly saying this. And then say from 26 to 50, you know, a career or entrepreneurship. In other words, you're even in that phase, you're planning for the future. And then you come into what we call the golden years. And the golden years, they're all golden, but the golden years actually give us an opportunity to enjoy to the fullest. If you've done your plan and you've purposed and, you know, you've received those encouragements along the way, now you're in that phase of the golden years. Yeah, where you can begin to, as I mentioned, enjoy the fruits of your labor, what you've been planning for, and whatever that may be. You know what you enjoy doing, but all of this, and so that you can leave a legacy, and so that you can leave a wealth, according to the Bible, for your grandchildren as well. That means three levels of what? Planned, purposed, and then when you got off track, even with your financial planning, you needed a little push and you got back on track. You can always get back on track, whatever it is. So Moses, here he is being born during a time of, as I said, a political decision was made. But the midwives looked upon him and they saw something and they spared his life. And so now Moses is in the arms of his mother. He's in the home of his family. And they're literally hiding a prophet. They're hiding the deliverer. Yeah. They're hiding the deliverer right there within their home. And there he is, probably crying, making noise. Not much, though, because if his family was discovered, only God knows what would have happened to them and the midwives. But as Moses began to grow, just as a baby, his mother says, listen, we have to trust God, and we have to just place him in the river. In the water, in God's hands. And they made him a little basket paired to like a little ark. And his sister Miriam was instructed by the mother, go place this baby Moses and place him on the Nile River and just watch and see where God takes him. Talk about faith, planned, purposed, but needed a little push. Moses needed a push even at an early age. And these children that are going out to school, whatever level, colleges, encourage them. Give them that little push that they need. And you too. I'm giving you a little push today. We're pushing each other, really. Yeah, we're encouraging each other. So Moses, Pharaoh's daughter, some say that this was Pharaoh's sister, she pulled him out of the water, but she also knew that this was a little Hebrew baby. She knew it. And so she asked, is there anyone who can nurse this baby? Is there anyone who can help to develop, who can help to get this baby to their next level of development? And so it is with us, our next level of development, our next phase of life, the first 25 years educating, the next 25 years or so preparing for your golden years and then your golden years, being able to do all of those things that you've planned and purposed for during those developmental stages. What brought you to this point? I want you to put a pen in that and put it on your bulletin board, because I'm going to ask you that question. And I'm going to open up the lines. What brought you to where you are right now? Don't tune me out. Stay with me. What brought you to where you are now? Because Moses was brought back, even though he was, if I can use the term, claimed by Pharaoh's daughter. She sent him back home for what? For further development. Put him in a preparatory stage, in a sense. He had the opportunity not only to receive the nourishment from his mother, but he had the opportunity to be around his family and at his mother's knee. I'm sure that Moses heard the stories of his divine rescue. Have you ever heard your story? Have you ever heard your story? Has anyone ever talked to you about what you were like as a child? Moses heard his divine rescue. You know, for many years, my mother, she always told me, and she would just tell me my birth story. my birth story. Yeah, what she went through when I was in labor, when she was in labor, rather. And to this day, of course, I remember that story. Moses, I'm sure, heard the story of his divine birth and his rescue. Yeah, and I believe that this story, his story, his birth story, helped to build his confidence. Tell your children their birth story. Yeah. As time went on, Moses was sent back to the palace after his mother nourished him and weaned him. And then they didn't just nourish the babies for a few months. Actually, it was years. Some say 3 years, and some believe that Moses was with his family for 7 years. That we don't know, but it was a while. But he was still a child when he was sent back to the palace. And eventually, Moses, living in the palace, he was being groomed. Yeah. He was in a preparatory stage. He was being educated as a prince. Then Moses becomes an adult. And he's beginning to feel like there's something special about me. There's a purpose for my life. He begins to feel like a deliverer. You can go to college and you can go on to grad school, law school, medical school, and eventually, even before you get your final credentials, you could be in ministry. You begin to already feel like this position that you're about to step into, because that's what they're grooming you for. To give you that confidence. And Moses was being given confidence to be a prince, to one day sit on the throne of Egypt. But then Moses had to fulfill the plan that God had for him. And it did not look like the best plan when it first happened. God's plan, yeah. God's plan saw Moses delivering the people from bondage. But Moses' timing was a little off. Have you ever jumped ahead, you know, ready, set, and you stepped ahead too quick? Ready, set, go. Moses' timing was a little off. He moved a bit in his own power, not God's power. Yeah. He raised his own arm. And if we read the story of Moses, we'll see later on where he raises his arm with the rod, and he's very, very successful. But at this point, he's still in the grooming and the learning phase of his life. Can I add this? Whatever phase of life that you're in right now, what brought you to this point as you're preparing or have already stepped into your new phase of life? I have found that often when people reach about the age of 50, it seems like there's an evaluation period. Where do I go? What is my plan? What is my purpose? And you begin often to push yourself at this point. It could be 50, 60. It could be 70, 80, 90. But I want you to know something. When we get to that point, we begin to evaluate. What brought me to this point? And listen, what do I need, or what will it require for me to move and operate successfully in this new phase of life? I have skills. I may have all the right education. I may have the training. I may have the right circle of friends around me and family. But what is it going to take to move to the new phase of life? You can do it. Just look back on what you did and what brought you, or who helped to bring you to this point in life. Moses was a chosen vessel, even though Moses had the stigma of being a murderer. Because he got upset when he saw an Egyptian abusing a Hebrew. And this is biblical. This is a biblical story. And so he slew that Egyptian. And guess what? It looked like his purpose was all gone. Because remember, he was being groomed to sit on the throne. Moses was yet a chosen vessel, even though he got sidetracked. He made a mistake. Adam and Eve were chosen, and they made a mistake too. Perhaps you're a chosen vessel, and I believe you are. Perhaps I'm a chosen vessel, and I believe I am. And we've made mistakes along the way. We've planned, we've purposed, and now I'm here in this podcast to just give you a little push. A little push to let you know that things that you've done to prepare yourself, it's not in vain. You may look and say, what was it all about? Because you're moving into a new phase, and all of your experience, your knowledge, your accumulated training, it was to prepare you for this moment. We looked a little bit at what brought Moses to this point where he's about to step into destiny. He is about to become one of the greatest deliverers in biblical history. One of. We know Jesus is the number one deliverer. Delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness into what? The kingdom of light, and put us back in right standing with Yahweh, the creator of all things. I want to ask that question. What brought you? What brought you to this point? To this phase in your life? I don't know if I have a 9498 number on the line, but what brought you? I'm asking you that question. What brought you to this point?
Good morning. How are you doing, Bishop? This is Minister in Training, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. Yeah, what brought you to this point in life? Who may have helped you to get to right to where you are, Felicia?
What brought me to this point was the support of my church. During a difficult time during COVID, I had lost my brother, and the support that I received from my church really brought me to a point where I can actually be able to see God for myself and to see the miracles and the things that He had. He had brought me through during the time of the tragedy that I was going through. So they really helped and support me to get to where I'm at right now. And through it all, and also I would say through prayers as well. So it really helped me to really see God for myself and to build my relationship with Him, to know that no matter what I was going through, that God is always there with me through every step, side by side. And so so where I'm at right now is really because of the support of my white Christian friends. Just to like help me along the way, like, hey, trust God, trust God. And by saying trust God, I really wasn't hearing trust God, trust God. I was only looking at what was around me, but then when I started trusting God, then the peace in my life, the freedom in my life start like rebirthing.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, so the community of faith, the people that you had surrounded yourself with, they gave you that push, that encouragement that you needed when you lost your brother. And please accept my condolences. I too lost my brother. And so that push, having the right circle around you can help you. Listen, you've planned, you've purposed, everything coming together, and now you need it, that encouragement, that push. Thank you so much, Felicia. Thank you. And how many of us, I want to ask now, how about this? Hi, Jewel. I see that you're on the line. What brought you to this point as you enter new phases of your life?
Well, actually, I've got to say, what brought me into stronger faith in my life is that it was something within my spirit or my heart that knew that there was more for me. And I knew that that the fulfillment of that was God. And that's what just reading my Bible and studying and praying and having faith brought me to the point to where I am now. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. Thank you, Jewel. Yes. Yes, your faith and reading the Word of God and studying. That can encourage us. I'm going to go now. Hi, I see we have here Lenore from South Carolina. I'd like to ask, well, this is 1279, 1279. Yes. What brought you to where you are right now?
Bishop Glovenia, this is Lenore. What brought me to where I am right now was an era pretty much from my youth where I heard my born story, one that was born with a hearing deficit that I didn't even know existed until, I guess, some insect traveled near my ear and it brought it to my attention at about 6 years old, only to find out that, you know, there would be this hearing deficit, what I thought was for life. But then I learned that I could hear through and by my learning of God in the spirit, which did not involve having the right ear canal. And I had an episode where I had to go to doctors repetitively for this thing of not hearing, only to find that they did produce a hearing aid that caused me to hear too much, I thought. But the plan was for me to develop an interest even at a young age in health. I remember sitting in a doctor's office at about 6 or 7 years old who was going to give me a shot to help me hear. And I just immediately, as a young child, ran from that doctor's office all the way home when I heard he was going to give me a shot for hearing. So at that age, things just didn't seem to line up for me because we didn't have health care as we know it today. We didn't have the insurance cards and things. And I saw a more well people. And as I grew older through these health situations, I saw the medical attention being vast, but the people none the better. As I heard the word of God from the kingdom of God that said, I want you to prosper and be in health. And when I grabbed a hold of that word, it purposed me the more to pursue health for God's people. And the push has come even the more that all of these centers, places are being built to place sick people that did not exist when I was a kid. And so from that, it has pushed me and propelled me to give people what it takes naturally to be healed, to be whole, and to maintain their health as God prospers us and wants us to be in health, evenly as our souls prosper. I hope that has answered your question for me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, it has. Thank you. I have, as we're winding down with our time, I really want to say that there, me too, what brought me to this phase of life is so many people reached out to help me. I couldn't name all of the people, and many of them are our listeners on the Dr. Glovenia Show, and I walk with them in my community of faith. But so many people, so many organizations took time to teach me and to be patient with me. And God has a plan for each of our lives. We were all planned by God. And I want to say God bless you and thank you to our listeners who commented. Thank you to all of you who have joined us today on the Dr. Glovenia Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovenia Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.